HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Shaking Up the House by Shamile Saeed Mendez. Performed by Kyla Garcia. Chapter 1. Winnie. Saturday, December 5th. Winnie didn't think it all the way through. Typical Winnie. But to be fair, this morning there was no one around to tell her not to do it, for once. A legit miracle in this house that was always teeming with people busy like ants at a picnic. Besides, the floors were freshly waxed, and best of all, she was wearing soft, fluffy socks. Perfect combination. All the canned energy of having to act properly through another photo op made her skin crawl. And since she couldn't hide at Blair House, what better way to release the tension than a mini adventure on her way to the North Lawn? The first time her family had received the official White House Christmas tree, she'd been so excited she'd cried. She'd also only been 4. 8 years of the same thing later, standing in the cold, smiling at the cameras, and putting on her perfect first daughter face, the excitement of another holiday season under the spotlight had lost its shine. Still, she had to do what she had to do. She tucked her shoes against the wall, out of her path. A quick glance over her shoulder confirmed that no Secret Service agents were camouflaged against the flowery wallpaper, or behind a curtain in the solarium. Faintly, she remembered Mommy's words from the other day. Winnie, why are you always listening to the voice of mischief instead of the voice of reason? You need to set a good example. Even now, she didn't have an answer. Instead, she laughed and broke into a run to get momentum. With a wild woohoo, she pushed off the banister and slid down the ramp. She closed her eyes, as if that could quiet the critical voices in her head and vanish the judgy eyes watching her from the portraits on the wall. Never in a million years would they have imagined a dark-skinned Latina girl as one of America's first daughters. She wasn't going to miss them, or this house. She'd never say so out loud, though. If people knew her true feelings, they would call her spoiled, entitled, ungrateful. The executive mansion, the president's palace, the people's house, as Papi called it, the White House, featured 135 rooms, a florist, a chocolatier, a bowling alley, a private theater, and a million other perks. What else could a kid want? But people didn't understand. Who'd want to grow up in a museum? And that's what the house ultimately was, a museum. Winnie felt like one of the pandas at the National Zoo, always under the spotlight. She was grateful about all the comforts, and especially the chocolate lava cake Chef Jean-Paul made when Winnie had a particularly bad day. But with the perks came the pitfalls. She couldn't even open a window without creating a scene or ruining the vacations of innocent tourists who'd only wanted a glimpse of one of the most iconic residences in the world. Winnie hadn't seen photos of the new house in California yet, but the Asus had assured her it had floor-to-ceiling windows to take advantage of the golden sunshine in the afternoons and the sounds of singing birds and the waves of the ocean. Winnie was holding on to that promise. She couldn't wait to leave the White House forever. All these thoughts blurred through her mind in the 5 seconds her adventure lasted. Next thing she knew, she had crashed head-on into someone. Winnie bounced back and landed on her bottom. "What in the world?" the other person exclaimed. The other person was none other than Paloma Lopez, J.D., the First Lady of the United States. FLOTUS for short. Codename Pinnacle. In other words.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?